everybody, and welcome to episode number 25 of Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I'm Alan Newsom, and this is Listener Feedback, episode number 5. So we're going to have a lot of feedback from David Browning episodes, and before we get to that, I want to remind you to drop by our sponsor at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Weaver's Department Store's got DVDs, games, T-shirts, all kinds of things that are Mayberry related that I know you'd love. And anybody in your family that likes the Andy Griffith Show, they'd like it too. So drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and give them some business. I know Mr. Weaver would really appreciate it. We've got a lot of feedback this week, so we're going to get right into it. We got a voicemail coming up from Thomas Sewell from Moorhead City. So here's Thomas.
Well, hello there, Alan, Floyd, Lawson, Newsom. It's good to hear your podcast, and I appreciate everything you do. Just love the show. Really looking forward to meeting all of you tribute artists. I want to make my journey to Mayberry Days, hopefully this year. I've been wanting to go for several years and never could afford it. So I'm really hoping to make the track. I live down here in Moorhead City, North Carolina. I believe that was even mentioned in the show one year. So anyhow, my name's Thomas Sewell. And I love you guys. Appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work. I've been passing around the podcast here at work. I'm a civilian at Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station in Havelock, North Carolina. We've been sharing the podcast, and I've been giving them out to the folks that remember the show and still love watching. And we talk trivia all the time. So maybe you could do some trivia for us sometime. Alan, appreciate it, man. I'll catch you later. Bye.
Well, thanks, Thomas. We really are glad to know that you're enjoying the podcast. Now, as far as trivia goes, trivia is a little tricky on the podcast because you have to wait on people to respond, and it's just kind of hard to do. But there is a podcast out there that does a trivia contest on each episode. It's Burke on Mayberry. I've talked about it before. It's part of the Mayberry Podcast Network. You can find it at mayberry.com/podcast. And I've tried to do kind of trivia. I've done some polls at mayberry.com/podcast at the home of the podcast site. And, you know, I'm really not getting that many people participating in that. So I think it'd be kind of hard to do the trivia. But that is something I'll definitely keep in mind. Maybe I can work that into the show. But I appreciate you passing it around and keep at it. Keep sharing the love. We love it. Next up, we got another voicemail. So here it comes.
Look, like everyone else, I'm calling to thank you for the podcast. My name is John Semino, and I'm a psychologist calling from central Louisiana. And nearly every day as I try to cure people's compulsions, I think about and use the truth and goodness of Mayberry. The stories all seem to make a point about how to live, how to be a parent, and how to be somebody. When I watch every episode, I realize that more than 40 years ago, people like me were watching those episodes for the first time. Really, it makes you think. The show was brilliant. It was wise and articulate, and better than any case study or textbook. It gives us all direction and hope. I personally look for Mayberry every day in the troubled people that I see, and I usually find at least a thread. I prescribe the Andy Griffith Show and inject doses through the stories and examples regularly. I really believe that every important truth was touched upon by the writers, actors, and other artists, and that mental and emotional health lives in those examples. So I'm just calling to thank you for helping me and my patients understand it all a bit better.
Wow, psychologist. Boy, I bet Barney would make a great study for him if he was in Mayberry, but no. I thought that was a very interesting voicemail, and we want to thank John for calling in. That's something we'd never really heard about, is using Mayberry in psychology. Of course, we have the Mayberry Bible study, and so I guess you know, there's a lot of good values and morals and things that could be learned from the Andy Griffith Show. Of course, most of us that are listening, we already knew that. So I want to really thank John for calling in. That was very interesting. Thank you very much. We got another voicemail. Here's one from Eric. Here you go, Eric.
Hey, Alan. This is Eric Lowry calling from beautiful Indiana, sometimes known as Mayor Pike in certain circles. I want to tell you how much I'm really enjoying these podcasts. You know, I travel all over the country on business and taking the iPod with me and having a little bit of Mayberry, listening to the stories and folks really, really helps pass the time. You know, I've been thinking of all the folks that you've talked to some of the folks I'd love to hear on upcoming podcasts are some of the real folks of Mount Airy that we've come to know and love through the Mayberry days and other events. I think of folks like Mr. Russell Hyatt at Floyd's Barbershop, or Mr. Charles Dowell over at the Snappy Lunch, Emmett Forrest, and some folks that I really have a fondness for, the Miles there at Mayberry on Main. They're really some folks that I'm envious of. They're Hoosiers that have become citizens there at Mount Airy and opened up a shop there that we all like to visit. So in future podcasts, if there's a chance to talk to some of those folks and get their real-life stories of what it's like to live there in Mayberry, yeah, that'd be kind of neat. Thanks again, Floyd. Appreciate all that you do, and we enjoy it so much. Bye-bye.
Well, Eric, those are some great suggestions, and I'll try to do that. I actually have some interviews I've done with Charles and Russell. I did them several years ago back in the back room of the barbershop and back behind the Snappy Lunch. There's some rooms back there, and we went back into a storeroom one at a time, and I talked with them but it was pretty loud, and I was using just a tape player. So I'm not sure how good the interviews actually ever turned out, because I never have actually used them. But I'll find those. I've got those on tape, and I'll see if I can use those. Or maybe I can just catch them sometimes when I'm up in Mount Airy and do that. That would be great. And the Miles, yeah, they are a great family. Mayberry on Main, that's a great store to drop by. If you like the Andy Griffith Show, they've got all kinds of cool things in there that you would love to see if you're in Mount Airy. And their daughter, Samantha, she does a tribute for Ellen Brown, the manicurist. So we do that scene sometimes at different events where we have the tribute artist pretending we're in the barbershop, and she's the manicurist, and we're all sitting around going, "How'd you do today, Barney?" "Well, caught two." "What'd you catch?" "Legs." That one. We have a lot of fun with that. Well, now that I've rambled on in memory, so let's go on and hear what Tom Rusk, another caller, had to say.
Hey, Floyd, that was great. You're doing a wonderful job, Alan, on the podcast. This is one of your biggest fans, Tom Rusk, Carolina Tom in West Union, South Carolina. Just want to compliment you on how much I enjoy the program, as many of us do. And also want to encourage folks to think about the cruise to Mayberry, fourth annual cruise coming up in October. My wife and I had the pleasure of going last year and just had a wonderful time with all the Mayberry lookalikes, and the fellowship was great. Really want to encourage folks to check that out at All About Cruises in Burlington, North Carolina. Just call and ask for Sharon. But you have a Mayberry day there, and my best to you and yours, Alan.
Hey, Tom, best back to you as well. So thanks for bringing up the cruise to Mayberry. That's coming up, as he said. So we'll have a link to the information about the cruise on our show notes page at mayberry.com/podcast. So just drop by there and you'll be able to get any information you need. Or if you drop by mayberry.com and click on the calendar link, there's information there also if you scroll down to the October time frame about the cruise. So it's definitely a great, great time. It's a lot of fun. You get on that cruise and have a great, great time. So the folks that put it on have done a good job, and it's just a good time to fellowship and visit and relax. So if you have a chance to do it, I recommend it. We've got another caller, so let's get right to it.
Hey, Alan, this is Jack Harrington. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, and I ain't too good on these recordings, but anyway, I just listened to your podcast with David Browning last night, and man, it was really great. I really appreciate that. I got to meet David and you at Mayberry Days, and y'all were just so nice and genuine and let us take pictures, and I'm looking at a picture on the wall right now with you and my family, you and David and my family up there on the wall, and y'all were just real nice. And by the way, I met another comedian, Jerry Clower. He did a show here at Ocala, Florida, at Silver Springs, and along the same line like David. He was just a genuine fellow. I got to meet him, and I don't know of him having any ties to Mayberry, but I wish he would have. I'm sure he could have given us some real good stories along that line, but I don't know how in the world you have time to do all that you do, but thank you so much for doing it, and I'm really looking forward to the next podcast. They're really great. I guess that's about it. Thank you, man, and lots of luck to you and yours.
Thank you, Jack, for that call. We really appreciate it. Wow. And David's really going to enjoy it, actually kind of getting compared to Jerry Clower a little bit. We would have loved to have worked with Jerry Clower. He's one of my favorites. I loved that guy. I loved Marcel, Eugene, all of the Ledbetter family that he always talked about. So that would have been great. And, yes, he had to have been a fan of the Andy Griffith Show. So we have one final caller. This one's we don't know who this is. It's a mystery caller. It's a mystery caller. You know, it sounds like, I don't know. It kind of sounds like it could be my dad, but, you know, maybe it's, there's a theory going around that Barney had that this could be Mr. Swamp. You know, we never did hear him talk, so let's give it a listen.
Just letting you know, we really do enjoy the Two Chairs No Waiting. I like it better than your Who's Been Missing Up Bulletin Board, because I don't have to read stuff. I guess I'm just lazy. But it's very informative, and it's pleasant, sometimes comical.
Well, pleasant and sometimes comical. I like that. So that's Mr. Swamp, I suppose. That must be him. It does sound a lot like my daddy. Maybe he called in. But anyway, I want to thank him for calling. That means a lot to me, actually. And it was my dad, but he didn't identify him. It could be somebody else, I suppose. Maybe it was Mr. Swamp, but... anyway, that's our last voicemail that we've got, but we do have a couple of emails that I got or comments that we got on the website, and I'd like to share those with you. We got one from Phil Fox. He was talking about the Burt Miller barbershop flashback episode, and he said this. He said, Alan, I think a person that has different personalities and voices inside their heads is called a schizophrenic. At least that's what Barney calls them. Anyway, schizophreniac is what it actually says. Great job. I thoroughly enjoyed the episode. It was like the good old days when we'd sit by the radio and hear a program and you could see the characters in your head. And a great big attaboy to Joe. Joe, who was written that, he wrote the episode. He said Phil says he's read a lot of the fan fiction that Joe wrote on Mayberry.com, and it really... really captures the spirit of Mayberry. So we want to thank Phil for writing in for that. We had Dave write to me, and this was referenced to episode number 13 about Myers Lake. He said, you ask about Myers Lake and other TV episodes? Check Ozzie and Harriet TV episode entitled The Motorcycle. Ozzie and Dave are fishing up at Mayberry's Lake, at Myers Lake. Not Mayberry's Lake, but Myers Lake. So Dave, thanks. Hey, I'll definitely be watching for that. If any of you guys have a chance to see Ozzie and Harriet, you'll be able to catch that, but it's called The Motorcycle. And we've got another email here. It was about, let's see, this is from Robert. It goes by Bob James, and he's talking about David Browning in episode number 22. He says, this one's a good one. He says, what a fantastic interview with David Browning. My favorite remembrance of David is back when I was practicing medicine. Phil Lee, who does Ernest T. Bass, he does Ernest T. Bass at Mayberry Days a lot. I should have mentioned Phil Fox. He's one of our Mayberry impersonators as well. He does Ernest T. Bass. He was with us down in Florida not long ago. Does a great job. Does a great job of that character. But so does Phil Lee. There's two different folks. He also does Ernest T. And Bob was saying that Phil Lee was a drug rep that called in his office. And we had gotten to be good friends, and he was the reason I started going to Mayberry Days. I had always sort of been in awe of David and his talent, and one day, when I came into the office, David was standing there in full Barney Fife getup. He was accompanying Phil that day to help promote a new product that Phil was selling. Meeting him in private that day and talking for a while was a thrill for me. It was big, is what he says. Of course, we had to take the obligatory photograph. How lucky we are to have him. Bob, he signed it. So yeah, we are lucky. David Browning is a great guy. And let's see, we got one more little quick email, and then we'll get out of here. This one though is important, so I wanted to make sure you heard this. This is from Paul Bomber, our guy that's over in Afghanistan. And he's referencing, again, David Browning. This is episode part two, number 23. He says, he talked on there about he met David about 13 or 14 years ago, and he also had some kind words about our podcast. But this is the part I wanted you to hear about. He says, please continue to remember me and my guys in prayer here. Violence has been picking up around here. We believe it's partly due to the increased troop presence. We had a rocket come through our supply room just the other day, too. Just so happens no one was there, no one was hurt. The internet is very slow, but we still get to hear the podcast. Thanks again. God bless. Paul Bomber. Folks, make sure, please, remember these guys in prayer, that they'll just be safe, all the guys over there that are serving us overseas and trying to protect our country. We just need to really keep them in our hearts. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. I want to thank you for listening. Remember, the podcast is brought to you by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. And we'll be getting back into some interviews or something next week. I have no idea what I'm going to do, but we'd love to hear from you. Even so, you can call me and leave a voicemail at 888-684-8415. Email me at floyd@mayberry.com. Or you can just tell your friends about the show. We'd love to have that as well. Just drop by mayberry.com/podcast. And we'll see you next time, folks, on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.